This is Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmil Radio News Update at 8. I'm Olive Thomas. Onmil says it is working with institutions and individuals to prevent sexual exploitation and abuse in the society. The UN peacekeeping mission named the Ministries of Gender and Justice, including community-based groups, as some of the institutions it is working with to strengthen the fight against SEA. Paul Chatho, UNMIL's Conduct and Discipline Officer, said as a result of the partnerships with government institutions and community-based groups, the mission has 270 persons serving as anti-SEA champions in their communities. He stressed the move is to ensure local ownership and the protection of rights of vulnerable persons as the mission drills down. Chatho added that it is also an important pathway aimed at promoting gender equality and women's empowerment. Bilia Masekoi, a local anti-SEA champion, said they are engaged with religious leaders and community groups to increase awareness on the danger of SEA to the growth and development of the society. The Elections Commissioner with oversight on finance is appealing to the government to provide funds needed to conduct the 2017 elections. Commissioner Jonathan Wither is also appealing for the timely delivery of the funds. He said of the minimum budget of $45 million for the elections, the government approved $20 million for this fiscal year, and the commission has so far received only $8.8 million. Commissioner Wither called on all Liberians and the government to treat elections as critical national issues. He is recommending the setting up of an escrow account for elections. He said, unfortunately, the Liberian Authority approaches elections as if it is an unexpected issue. The new Liberia Media Initiative, with support from USAID through IFES, has begun an outreach in the country to discuss major electoral issues leading to the upcoming elections in the country. The media group over the weekend brought together about hundreds of citizens from different communities in Sinka to discuss elections matters under the palaver hat of the Movement for Concerned Citizens in Bangui Town. During the discussion, community dwellers noted that come October, citizens should vote their conscience in order to avoid future embarrassment. The outreach, among other things, gives the opportunity to community dwellers to interact with representatives from the National Elections Commission during the process. The news is coming to you from Onmil Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. South Africa's opposition party has launched disciplinary action against its former leader after she tweeted colonialism was not all bad. The Democratic Alliance, DA, has been under pressure to sanction Helen Zille, saying she caused a storm of controversy with the tweets in March. It is feared she may have scuppered the party's electoral chances. On Sunday, the DA announced the anti-apartheid activist stood accused of bringing the party into disrepute. DA leader Musi Maimane, who took over from Ms. Zille in 2015, said it was not an easy decision to take, but that he felt the social media post had undermined the DA's project to build a non-racial, prosperous democracy. And a row has erupted over Ecuador's presidential elections after early results projected victory for the incumbent party's candidate. Results show former Vice President Lenny Moreno of the Socialist Party has 51.12% of the vote, with just 4% of districts still waiting to be counted. But challenger Guillermo Lasso had already begun celebrations after an exit poll predicted his victory. He demanded a recount and called on supporters to take to the streets. He also alleged electoral fraud has been used to grant victory to his opponent. Final official results have yet to be announced. That's the Onmil Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmil, you can log on to www.onmil.umissions.org. Facebook.com/Onmil2003 or Twitter/Onmil News. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.